Good morning.
And this being Mother's Day, I thought we would read the story of Hannah as she dedicated Samuel to the Lord. This is probably one of the most prominent passages in all of Scripture where we see a dedication of a mother of her son to the Lord. And the thing that stuck out of my mind was the praise that Hannah had in chapter 2 that we want to read as well. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 24. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull and an ephah flour and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. And when they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli. And she said to him, "As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord, and he will worship the Lord there." Then Hannah prayed and said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord, and the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. Do not keep talking so proudly or let your mouth speak such arrogance. For the Lord is a God who knows, and by him deeds are weighed. The bows of the warriors are broken, but those who are stumbled are armed with strength. Those who are full hire themselves out for food, but those who are hungry hunger no more. She who was barren has borne 7 children, but she who has had many sons pines away. The Lord brings death and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and raises up. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and he has them inherit a throne of honor. For the foundation of the earth are the Lord's. Upon them he has set the world. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked will be silenced in darkness. It is not by strength that the one prevails. Those who oppose the Lord will be shattered. He will thunder against them from heaven. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. And he will give strength to his king and exalt the horn of his anointed." Then Elkanah went home to Ramah, but the boy ministered with the Lord under Eli's the priest. Lord, thank you that you give us this story. The story of a mother who cried for a son. And Lord, you put it upon her heart to give this son back to you in dedication. And Lord, there was never really a man like Samuel in the Bible, who was priest, who was judge, a man that was called to confront Saul with his sin, a man who anointed David, a man that was greatly used of you, the nation of Israel. Thank you for this example, Lord, and thank you for the praise that we see that came from her as a result of this child that you've given to her. Thank you, Lord, for mothers. Thank you for godly mothers who desire to raise children that would be used of you for your glory. In your name, amen.